From VOA, Press Conference USA, here is your host, Carol Castillo.
Welcome to Press Conference USA on the Voice of America. Our special guest on this edition of the program is Chris Fry, mayor of Newcastle, a small town of about 21,000, 60 kilometers north of Pittsburgh in the Midwestern state of Pennsylvania. Full disclosure, I am a native of this once thriving, now economically distressed town, whose demographic makeup is a fascinating microcosm in a state considered critical in the upcoming November elections. Newcastle is known as the fireworks capital of America and the hot dog capital of the world. Its chili dogs are the product of Greek immigrants who settled there in the early 20th century. The town became the center for America's fireworks industry thanks to immigrants from southern Italy. In the past, the White House has hired Newcastle's Zambelli Fireworks to set off displays for many Independence Day celebrations. Another interesting historical fact about Newcastle is its diverse multi-ethnic and religious makeup. Christian, Muslim, and Jewish immigrants from southern Italy, greater Syria, Eastern Europe, and Greece flocked to this economic hub in the late 19th century. They developed businesses, went to work in steel and paper mills, foundries, and car construction plants. The iconic Shenango China Company not only produced commercial china, but also created the fine Castleton china for the White House, including dinnerware for Presidents Dwight Eisenhower and Lyndon Johnson. However, by the early 1990s, Newcastle's economic fortunes declined, in part due to a loss of factory jobs associated with the steel industry. Newcastle's population dwindled as well. Young people with college degrees sought jobs elsewhere. Nonetheless, remnants of the once thriving Jewish, Maronite Catholic, Roman Catholic, Greek Orthodox, and even Syrian Alawite religious communities remain. The city has some of the best Middle Eastern restaurants east of Dearborn, Michigan, and it boasts a 12% African-American population. So I'm delighted to present our special guest, Chris Fry, Newcastle's first African-American mayor, with whom I spoke at City Hall on Tuesday, June 23rd. Mayor Fry, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So Mayor Fry, I know you're not a native of Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Tell us where you were born and what brought you to the city.
First, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here on Voice of America and to share our story. But yes, I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia. I've been in Newcastle for 20 years now. I grew up in Richmond in the D.C. metro area, and I still have a lot of family and roots in that area. I came to Newcastle about 20 years ago, and when I got to Newcastle, which you're familiar with, Carol, when we came north, it was a lot different, particularly in Sterling, Virginia area, the D.C. metro area. There's a lot of development, fast pace, a lot of traffic, large schools, a lot of things going on. And when we got to Newcastle, things kind of slowed down, seemed like it was a world lost or a community lost in the past. So we weren't accustomed to it. I'll say I have three sisters and my mom. We all moved here after the death of my grandmother, who was a stronghold in our family. So we came here on some tough times, and we just wanted to be close to some other relatives. So when we got here, that was the purpose of being here. And then we ended up staying. Newcastle quickly became home for us. Fast forward to today, we became mayor, so we got highly invested in the community.
Well, that's terrific. Mayor Fry, tell us then, why did you run for mayor? What prompted you?
Well, from the time that we moved into Newcastle to the decision back in October 2018 and deciding to run for office, I just grew up in this community seeing that there was no progress really being made, that our community was, again, it's an economically distressed community. There's not a lot of business growth over the years. There's been small little glimmers, but nothing seems to stick. Nothing seemed to stay in our community. And as a young kid, impoverished, growing up with a single mom for most of my life, made a choice to either be a part of the change, be a part of the solution, and not be a part of the problem. So I just started that journey on, I was the first male in my family to get my master's degree from the University of Pittsburgh. It was a decision that I made in my life to give back, knowing that we lived, I don't want to say lived off the system, but we were in public housing, and at one point we had food stamps. We lived the life that, you know, we needed government support. But we got to the point where in my life, in my journey, I just wanted to see how I could affect city government and how I could impact the community the most. And it came to be that being in at the highest level of leadership was that. So kind of just took a leap. I was working in nonprofit organization before, managing programs for juveniles on probation, some education and workforce programs. And the opportunity came. I like to tell this story because my wife appreciates it, or she doesn't appreciate it. I rode over one morning and I was looked at her and said, "Honey, God said run for mayor." And, you know, the look on her face, I'll never forget it. And she was just like, "Are you kidding me?" And it was from that day forward, we never looked back and we just pushed it. And ultimately we won.
Well, congratulations to you, Mayor Fry. Now, looking forward to the challenges, you said that Newcastle is economically distressed. I am a native of Newcastle and I loved growing up in this area, but I have witnessed the deterioration of the economic situation. We know why. In many ways, it has to do with the closing of some industries, the steel industry and other manufacturing industries. So the question to you is, how do you intend to revive the city? What are some of your goals?
Well, you're absolutely correct. Our decline happened decades ago. You know, it wasn't anything that happened, you know, just overnight. The trajectory of job losses to deteriorating buildings to just inefficient government systems, the reliance on federal and state support, programs that weren't evidence-based at the time, kind of put us in this predicament where we are. And it was a lot of just decisions that we were trying to revive. You know, I don't want to put any fingers at somebody and say what they did was not good, but there were those that took advantage of the system. But at the same time, I think there has been a concerted effort to bring Newcastle back, but it just hasn't got its footing. So I kind of lead with a different approach. I lead with an approach to, and this is, goes to the vision question you asked, is to really engage the public, engage the people, engage the voters in the process of change. And why is that important? Because we have a mayor that is focused on just infrastructure, or is just focused on the finances or whatever the case may be, and we don't engage the people so that is sustainable. So what we put in place and what we change is sustainable. And that's been the problem for so long, that there's no sustainability to take root here in Newcastle over time. Although we're a small community, about 55 miles north of Metro Pittsburgh, which is booming down there, we have a lot going on here. We have some good industries, industries that have been here over 50, 60 years. So they were here when the place was booming, and then they saw it too, but they were able to stay. We have EQS, Elwha Quality Steel. We have Consolidated Containers. We have a multitude of large businesses who are primary employers. They operate all across the country and even some internationally. So we have some of these industries here. We could definitely use more. We have a workforce that needs training. We can get them into good, sustainable jobs. But over time, we're seeing all these different things, the drug epidemic, all those things impacted us so heavily because of the nature of our community. We're a small community. We don't have a lot of the academic infrastructures that like a community like Pittsburgh may have. We don't have a college in town. We don't have any of those type of things that help create that sustainability. So that's our push now, is to get to that point.
Well, that's an interesting point. So are you saying that you're planning on maybe trying to create a college or more schools to train people for certain industries or trades? And if so, what are they? And to what extent is there a level of unemployment here? Do you have that problem?
Before COVID, our unemployment rate was 6%. I mean, we were higher than the state, so we did have a pretty high unemployment rate. And then we have our job participation rate is 60%. No, so that's 60% of the people who aren't in the workforce here in Newcastle. And a lot of that's subject to drug epidemic that does plague our community. So
are you talking about opioids in particular? And if so, I would love to know how serious that is.
Definitely opioids, heroin addiction. And then even over time, we kind of have that ebb and flow of what drug is on the streets now. But heroin has been the latest and the most hard hit press in a lot of communities, not just Newcastle, but across the country. And that has been one of the biggest issues. So with the 6% unemployment rate before COVID, I'm not sure what it is now. I have to do some research on that. But we are looking at opportunities in terms of education. Newcastle is a part of Lawrence County, Pennsylvania. There's 8 school districts here. We got a good group of people, but a lot of folks just leave our community because there's no opportunity here. So what we're trying to do is find our niche. What is our niche? That's what we're trying to find out. And I think if we look at case studies on what's bringing communities back, you see healthcare, you kind of see technology. Those are some of the main points that we're trying to hit on. We have a good hospital here in town. They do have a nursing facility, but we're still lacking in the realm of technology and how do we draw and attract industry to our community. So those are some of the things that we're working on now. But that doesn't mean that's all we're looking at. We're trying to tap into what's our niche going to be, and we want to be able to accommodate whatever industries we're able to attract to our community.
Some communities are looking to, like you said, technology or the information sciences and the importance of the internet and these kinds of services. What about something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some private sector dollars and interest that have come into our community lately that I think that they'll do. Last week, I believe we created a tech council. This is a group of people who are in the profession, understand the market, see what's going on nationally and internationally, and they can help fill those questions and answer those hard questions on what we here in Newcastle should be doing. So I think what we're seeing, again, this goes back to leadership, is just taking that time and putting forth the effort to identify what our needs are and how do we compete and revitalize Newcastle. If you look out the window, we still have an infrastructure of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And we have a population that is, compared to what it was, about 50,000. We only have roughly 20,000 now. So we have a huge infrastructure. It's just going to take some redesigning, some planning to really make this place a nice, quaint community just outside of Pittsburgh.
You're listening to Press Conference USA on The Voice of America. Our guest is Mr. Chris Fry, the mayor of Newcastle, a small town 60 kilometers north of Pittsburgh in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. I'm Carol Castiel. This is a reminder that our PCUSA podcast is available on our website at voanews.com/PCUSA. Here's a shout out to a new Twitter follower, Arash Siddiq, an Iranian Christian who found refuge in Indonesia. If you want to hear your name and home country on the air, please follow us on Twitter or like us and leave a comment on our Facebook page at Carol Castiel, VOA. Now back to our interview with Mayor Chris Fry, recorded at City Hall on June 23rd. And now, Mayor Fry, I'd like to turn to the importance of mayors now around the country. We're seeing, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the rise of mayors and governors taking the lead, in a sense, because of a certain amount of a vacuum at the top or the deliberate decentralization of managing the pandemic. Since President Trump is now, he wants to sort of move on and he wants to delegate as much as possible. So we're seeing quite a number of mayors. I was wondering, to what extent has the pandemic really hit Newcastle and how much has it hurt the city? I know from my observation, you're doing pretty well comparatively. You seem to be getting back on your feet, but tell us more about that.
Oh, that's a good question. And Newcastle and many, many other communities have been hit hard by COVID and economically more so than anything. Newcastle, you drive around our town, we talked about a little bit of diversity early on, but you drive around our town, you only see one chain store, big chain store, which is a Burger King in our downtown. Pretty much anything else is a mom and pop shop or a family owned restaurant that has been here for a number of years. And to us, that's what was hardest hit. Newcastle, being an Act 47 economically stressed community, it puts us in a predicament where we just had to look at our numbers and see what was going to go on from a city government standpoint. And at the same time, how can we help these businesses get back rolling? So I'd have to say the state and the federal government, for us, from what I've seen and heard and been a part of, have done a good job in terms of getting these folks back open and helping them sustain through this pandemic till now, till the reopening phase. What they haven't done is, from a city government standpoint, is provided local government any resources other than the reimbursement for PPE protective equipment. And that's what we face the most. For a community like Newcastle, we're looking at anywhere from $500,000 to $1.3 million loss in EIT revenue, earned income tax revenue. And that's about 36% of our budget. Another 34% is our property tax, which we didn't get hard hit on that, but EIT is pretty significant. And for us, that's what's been the biggest case. But our community pulling together to try to continue, we disseminated a lot of that information. Thankfully, within the first couple weeks of becoming mayor, I was able to get our website up, a brand new website, where we were able to disseminate information. And this goes back to you. President Trump wanted to delegate a lot of that. So as a leader, you know, we want the people to be aware of what guidelines are out there. So we used our website. Social media was a great asset to us. I'm a big proponent on getting on the ground, doing a lot of grassroots stuff. So going out and talking to the folks and being part of the change. But all in all, it was managed well, and I think everybody, we're making our rebound now, so I'm hopeful that we end up on the more positive side of this COVID pandemic.
Mayor Frey, I'd like now to turn to the protests against police violence in the wake of the death of George Floyd and so many other African Americans at the hands of police. Did you have any protests here in this tiny town of Newcastle? We saw them all around the country in larger cities, but I was just wondering to what extent you also experienced protests.
Oh, yes. Again, Newcastle is not exempt from a lot of the national issues going on now. And we did have protests take place on our streets in our city. I think we had 4 protests. And then we also had some other unfortunate events that took place during that time that kind of was even more projected. We had a death. A gentleman got shot in our town, and that opened up the door for even more protests. And some of the measures that we took early on were, and for my administration, we wanted to make sure we had a high emphasis on community policing because of all the stuff that was going on our streets. And we had a chief that was already there for the last 12 years. He had a great relationship with the community, the school districts, and even some of the neighborhoods. So keeping that in place was already number one priority for me, which it's ironic that this all takes place. And then we made that decision early on. But it was helpful because myself, my chief, and the police force, we were right on the ground with a lot of these things that took place. So we took a little bit of a different approach, and we became a part of the protest, a part of the change. We walked with the folks. We developed those conversations as fast as possible, and we just let them know our doors are open. You know, there's no need to come down and kick down the walls when the doors open. Just walk right in and come in. So that was the approach that we took early on with the protests.
So Mayor Frey, prior to the George Floyd death that triggered all these protests, what was the relationship like between the police and the community? And what is the degree of crime in Newcastle? And to what do you attribute it?
That's a great question because, again, there's an obvious cry out for change. There's an obvious cry out to address the injustices that are taking place from police forces into the community, particularly the Black community. And Newcastle, again, with the 12% population of African Americans, we have a high number of our officers who are also white, Caucasian. There's a disproportion there in terms of who we hire and who represents us in the community. So our relationships before, it just depends on who you ask, right? We have a community that was crying out before. You know, we have a lot of distressed neighborhoods, crimes that were taking place in terms of drug selling and things like that. So there's from my standpoint, what we identified early on with the protest was maybe we should just get out and educate, right? Talk about the processes and what's going on, because there was a lot of misunderstanding. You know, once we got out there and started talking to folks, well, why does this happen and this doesn't happen? Why does this person get arrested and that person doesn't get arrested? So there's a lot of misunderstanding in just the everyday policing and community exchange. Does that mean we didn't have any corruption or any bad policing in the past? Absolutely not. We certainly did. And I think we all can acknowledge that. It's just, where do we go from now? How do we fix these things? So we're looking at all of our policies. We're putting together a lot of community affairs groups, doing some diversity training in the police force, looking at our restraints, policies, and things of that nature. But I think it depends on who you talk to, how you view how the police and the community relationships were.
As an African-American mayor, Chris Frey, do you think that you may have an advantage in terms of pushing for reform in the Newcastle police? And do you think that the community, particularly the African-American community, views you as a potential promising factor? And also, I would like to know, had there been, in your view, a disproportionate use of force here in Newcastle against Black Americans?
Do I have an advantage as an African-American male? I don't believe so. I think it's the approach that we take as leaders. Throughout this process, I've read numerous other mayors. I communicate with various other mayors from Erie to Elwood City to Slippery Rock, who are white mayors, white leaders in their community. We've discussed the approach. And the approach doesn't just work for an African-American, it works for it's humanity, you know, getting out and communicating and showing folks that you support them and that you're there for them, and just getting on the ground with them and educating them on how these processes work kind of alleviated a lot of the issues in terms of looting and outside impacts from other groups coming into our city. So maybe folks have a different perspective of me as a leader, being that I'm African-American, but I think it was more so the approach. You know, we're here for a reason. I'm not here just to get votes for my next election. We're here to truly make an impact and change. And it was letting folks know, you know, if you love your community, you won't burn your community down. You know, some very simple ways of looking at it. If you love your community, you'll understand what these folks are crying out for.
So just one more question on the policing. Is there a sense of trust between the community and the Newcastle police right now, or is there room for change? And does that entail maybe trying to recruit more African Americans as police officers, adopting some of the reforms that both the Senate and the House of Representatives are recommending for reforming police around the country?
There's always room for change. We do have some gaps in our police force and community relations that we've already identified. And through some of our community affairs discussions that we're going to be having, I think the biggest one is maybe accountability from outside. So there's those community review boards that we want to establish here for certain cases. And then there's a lot of other outreach. Our police force has a play program. It's called Police Leading Active Youth that was initiated years ago. But we've identified that a lot of the youth that take part in that aren't from the African-American community or some of our diverse communities. So we identify that as a problem. We want to make note of that, that we're going to have some concerted efforts in promoting that relationship and that growth in that area. So we certainly have some changes that need to be made from a community standpoint. And do I think all in all the community trusts our police force? Yes, because from what I've seen over the last couple of weeks with the protests and what our police chief and officers were able to accomplish.
Mayor Fry, now I'd like to turn to the national scene. And I'm aware that in February, just barely a month after you were elected, you were invited to the White House, you and a number of other mayors. Tell us about what the purpose of that visit was and what it was like meeting Mr. Trump and what he promised to do for you or for cities like Newcastle, if anything.
It was a great opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. and be among some of the great leaders across our country in the forms of mayors and borough council members. And the event was a national mayor's conference. I did not attend the full conference. I had just gotten to office. I received the email for an invitation. So jumped in the car and rode down, but it was an opportunity. When I got there, I got a chance to meet President Trump and some of his other officials, Ben Carson, his team working on the Opportunity Zone legislation. So I got a chance to meet a lot of those folks. And really, I think from what I saw that day and what I saw at another, I went to a Freedom of Faith Coalition conference in D.C. back in July of 2019. And what I see is that President Trump's initiatives, the legislation that they're putting forth, are really for targeting these distressed communities. And what I've seen is that it was definitely an opportunity to put, and I use air quotes, Newcastle on the map in Washington, D.C., in hopes of getting some of that support here in our community. It's an investment that wouldn't be as large as you would need in a much more populous community. So I did have a chance to meet President Trump. It's a great opportunity. Dropped a couple of seeds for him to check out Newcastle, think about us, put us on his radar, even some of his right-hand people, you know, some of his secretaries and groups that say, we're a community in need and we're a community that's out there, so we're coming back. So
that's really great. I think Mr. Trump is paying attention at least for his electoral prospects to Lawrence County, to Newcastle, Pennsylvania. As I've spoken to other Democratic leaders here in the city, this is a predominantly Democratically leaning city. Now, you're a Republican, you're an African-American mayor, but over the past many, many years now, Republicans have captured this county, if not at the congressional level, then at the presidential level. Certainly in 2016, Hillary Clinton did not win Lawrence County. President Trump won quite handily. So, Chris Fry, to what extent do you agree with President Trump's views on a number of issues? He's doubling down on this anti-immigrant message. And yet, Newcastle, Pennsylvania is a town of immigrants. We have Italians, there are Syrians, both Syrian Christians and Muslims, there are Greeks, there are, you know, a number of other nationalities all have melded together to make this tiny city what it is, even though it is deteriorating to some extent economically. But people have worked hard. We have African Americans in terms of also religions, Jews, Christians, and as I said, some smaller community of Muslims. So I was just wondering to what extent that message either resonates or does not with you. And do you think that what is perceived as a mismanagement of the COVID-19 pandemic on his part could dent his popularity here in Lawrence County and Newcastle?
To your point with immigration, I think it's illegal immigration is what needs to be talked about the most in terms of crossing over the borders, having jobs, illegal documentation, and things like that. And that does take away from the American people, you know, the folks who have lived here for a long time, for folks who have settled here, who have proper documentation. I think that's what the conversation needs to be around the most in terms of what his policies and stuff entail. And again, I can say, you know, the African American population, from, you know, what I've seen is that when you have illegal immigration, we're the next in line in terms of who that is impacting the most in terms of education, employment, and things of that nature. So I think from the federal perspective, there absolutely needs to be reform. I can't agree with the divisiveness of the conversations that might be being had, but in terms of taking a hard look at it, I can relate because I have to take a hard look at some of the policies and things that are here in my community. And people might not like it, but it's true. How do we protect the interests of our community and the folks that are here? But for immigrants that are looking to relocate here and do it properly, I see that as an open door opportunity for a lot of folks. But I really don't foresee COVID having much impact on the votes for President Trump. I think from my perspective, the phone calls and the conversation I've had, both state and federal conversations, it's been managed to the best of their ability. And, you know, what do you do when you get faced with something just out of nowhere? You know, you do your best with what you have. And I think our federal government has done that. And President Trump is leading that effort very well.
Mayor Fried, as we close, I'd like to ask you about Mr. Trump's economic message. Now, of course, the economy has definitely taken a dive as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, the forced closure of businesses, and of course, Newcastle has experienced that as well. Do you think that may adversely affect his chances of winning here in Lawrence County?
President Trump has had over 3 years to prove that economically that he can make a difference in our country. I think that he has shown himself approved for bringing the unemployment rate to record lows, to bringing new businesses and industries back to the country. He's proven that. So COVID happening now, it is tough. It is an election year. So anybody, if I was in the campaign right now, I'd be cringing right now because it is kind of messing up your numbers and your stats for everything that you're running on. But I think from a leadership perspective, it puts him in a peculiar situation, which I think he can come out of. Going back to what you kind of said earlier, he has to shift his focus on how to move our country forward and get us out of this situation. And what is his remedies to do that? Do we dwell on COVID? Do we dwell on the impacts that it had? Or do we push forward and start to show strategically what plans we could put in place to actually get us out of this? And I think that's the shift that we're seeing, is that he's not dwelling and he's going to start to push forward to actually get those numbers back and help the American people get back on their feet.
Chris Fry Jr. is the mayor of the great city of Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Mayor Fry, thank you so much for having a terrific conversation. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Press Conference USA on the Voice of America was produced in Washington with technical assistance from Rick Pantaleo. I'm Carol Castiel. Do join me again next week for another Press Conference USA on the Voice of America.